This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and over the weekend, my pal, he kept sending me pictures of his son dressed like a character from the first season of Lost in Space, because they were having some fun precision shooting stuff and find the guy out in the field and everything. Joining me again from the beautiful spaces of Utah is the student of the gun, the professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Yes, indeed.
So how often do you do the precision class?
We've been doing them annually, once a year, since 2017. And we started out with what we called our high elevation precision rifle course, which is essentially a long-range fundamentals course. And gets people up to speed, gives them an opportunity to shoot at distances that they probably wouldn't have the opportunity to do before, you know, at any other time. And then this last year, what I was sending you pictures of is, this is the first year we've done an advanced precision rifle. We've had 6 years of graduates from the first class wanting to know if they could do, an advanced class. So we offered one this year. And that was what this weekend was.
That was interesting in that you even included the element of find the sniper.
Yeah, the range itself, so the range we use on the Silver Spur Ranch in Wyoming, we've been working with them for, like I said, a number of years now. And in Wyoming, things are bigger in Wyoming. I think people say things are bigger in Texas. Well, things are bigger in Wyoming too. And, we just use a mountain for a backstop, you know, it saves on the cost of earth moving and
sure,
stuff.
We
just have a mountain.
Who needs a berm?
Backstop.
Yeah, just use a mountain.
That's right. Who needs a berm when you have mountains? So we've got known distance targets out to 1,000 yards. We've got known distance targets at 1,400. At a mile and even 1.5 miles, which it sounds really cool, but there's about 5 cartridges in the world that have the juice to get out there reliably and hit that target. The big deal about high elevation shooting and the reason that we call it that is, you know, the atmosphere does different things to bullets. And when you're shooting at sea level, you have more pressure, you have more atmosphere. The air is just thinner at elevation. You know, everybody should know that from their high school geography classes, that air is thinner at elevation. And because air is thinner at elevation, you can actually do things. The range that we use is 7,300 feet above sea level. So you can do things there that you can't do east of the Mississippi River with rifles. You can really stretch it out.
Do you have less drop?
The bullets stay, they stay supersonic longer. Thinner air. So if you like, and it's not hard, all the ballistic geeks out there in the listening audience, just, you know, type in your favorite load at your favorite ballistic calculator app and put in sea level and then put in, 7,200 feet above sea level and see the difference. And it does. There's actually, we had did some calculations for one of our shooters this weekend. He had a 308 rifle chambered with a 175 grain bow-tip hollow point bullet. And his drop, he was able to successfully hit the 1,400-yard target twice in a row. But the bullet drop, when you're looking at the trace, you know, I spot the, and when we're doing long distance shooting, most of the time I'll get behind the spotting scope and I'll spot their hits for them or their misses and give them adjustments. And you can see the bullet trace. You can catch that bullet trace. And the bullet trace when at 1400 or even 1000 starts at the top. You see it coming from the top of the scope because you're launching bullets. They're going way up. It was 70 at 7,300 feet where we were for his round. His round was going up and coming down, and it was going 75 feet up before it came back down.
Right.
Which is, for those of you out there that like to do math, that's a five-story building. But at sea level, it would have been 95 feet for that same shot.
Right.
So, yeah, we can really stretch it out. We really stretch it out, and it gives people a great opportunity not only to shoot long range, but to learn things like how to dope the wind and what, you know, the effect that wind has on your shot. And the best way to do that is to get out there and do it.
Right.
You can read lots of books, but the best way to do it is to do it.
So let's start on this because I'm interested in long range shooting. I haven't always been interested in long range shooting, but lately, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm more mobile now than I used to be. But at the same time, even though I've lost weight and everything else, like my left knee's still rubbish. So my fast moving days are probably behind me. In fact, I'm almost certain they are. And having a nice long range shot in front of me where I can just sort of sit back and, you know, leisurely look up and. So let's start with this. What caliber would you recommend somebody look at if they're just getting into this?
Well, yeah, that's a fantastic question. And, you know, I guess the long range is a subjective term. You know, when you talk to certain people, on the East Coast, especially in the highly populated East Coast,
right?
You're lucky to have a public range that has a 200-yard rifle range on it,
right?
You know, so that might be your long range. Now, I've had people offer, they're like, well, you know, I can work on all the fundamentals of marksmanship at 25 yards with a 22 rifle, and you're absolutely correct. You can do that. You can do that, and you should do that. But the difference between me working on all my fundamentals of the 22, you know, at 25 yards and 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 yards is you don't have any wind deviation at 25 yards.
Right.
You don't have to calculate your rise and fall and drop and so forth. And that's really what it's all about. So I would say if you have the opportunity to get to a range that is beyond 200 yards, 300 yards. And, you know, there are some 500-yard ranges east of the Mississippi. What you'll learn is that your bullet, you know, despite what people think, you know, despite what Hollywood would have us believe, bullets don't go in straight lines like lasers. You know, they come out of the barrel and they start to rise, they reach their apex, and then they fall.
Right.
And the farther away from the gun they are, the quicker they're falling. And in order to deal with it, the best way to deal with it is to understand the basics and use a rifle and a scope with adjustable, externally adjustable knobs. I'll give you a good example. We have a young guy.
Before you do that, we're coming up on the break.
All right.
Paul Markle is the student of the gun, but he's the professor at Student of the Gun University. And just this past weekend, he was doing this long-range precision rifle course, and he was sending me pictures, and that worked. I'm bitten by the bug. We're going to try to work some things out, and maybe I'll find a way to get into it. Studentofthegun.com is where you can find all this stuff that he sent me to entice me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Paul Markle. We're talking about long-range shooting, precision shooting. You just did. How many people were at your class?
We had five at the advanced class. Yeah.
So you were about to tell a story. So tell the story, because I was about to get into the story. I could tell.
Yeah. So the weekend before last, when we did our basic class, or the introductory class, or whatever you want to call it, we had a gentleman, younger gentleman, who came, and he used a Ruger ranch rifle. Ruger, I guess it was about 5 years ago that Ruger came out with these bolt action guns.
Right.
Bolt action, they call the ranch rifle, and they have different, different chamberings, 7.62 by 39 and so on and so forth. Well, he had one in, chambered in 5.56, 223, and he had, a scope from a company called Black Spider Optics. It was one of these, 1-4 power scopes, but it had adjustable, external adjustable mounts.
That's spikes, right? That's Black Spider.
Yeah, spikes. Yeah, Black Spider Optics, owned by Spike Tactical. So he had that mounted to it, and he was actually, you're going to choke, he was shooting wolf ammo. And people are like, no, there's no possible way. You know, this is dirty garbage crap, and you know, couldn't hit the side of a barn with it. Well, that's what I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that that I mean, if you, you know, do your math, that is well under $1,000 investment. The rifle scope combo would probably set you back between $750 and $800.
Right.
Right. That's total with a, you know, rings rifle scope and then your ammo for it. And, we got him on at 100, got a good zero at 100. And, then we got him on a 2. Then we got him on a 3, got him on a 4. He was hitting 500 yards reliably. And about 600 yards is when he started to have, he was about 50-50 reliable at 600 yards. And you say, well, that's not long range shooting. Well, for a guy who, and this gentleman, this young, he's a younger man, who'd never shot beyond 100 yards in his life, 500 yards is long range shooting.
Yeah.
And he learned, he learned how to adjust the, you know, how to make the dope adjustments and how to shoot point of aim, point of impact, how to call wind when wind was necessary, you know, and we let him have some fun. I mean, it's not sitting on a bench for 2 days. You know, if you're looking for a place to go where you can just sit at a bench for 2 days and tinker with your rifle, don't come to this class. Because this class, we do prone shooting, but then we also get them up and we have them move around. And did I send you the tire shots? Pictures of the tires and stuff?
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have some unusual shooting positions that we put them in. And we always, on the second day, you know, the first day is known distance. So, you know, we throw them a bone. We tell them, okay, that target is exactly 200 yards.
Right.
And so you can figure out the dope to it. But on the second day, we have unknown distance targets, and they have to locate the targets, and then they have to estimate the range. And then based on the estimated range, then they have to figure out what dope to put on the gun. And I'll give you a hint. We don't ever put the unknown ones at exact distances. They're not at 1, 2, 3, 4. they're all, you know, different things. And it gives them an opportunity. Well, then, you know, by day two, it's a little bit more realistic. Because let's say you wanted to hunt deer in the west or antelope or something. The deer's probably not going to stand at 100 yards perfectly and just, you know, wait for you to take your shot. So, yeah, so, the, you know, just to answer your question, to get involved, it's really, you know, comparatively, it's not that expensive. And there's a lot of companies right now who, I don't know what inspired them, and I guess it was just giving people different stuff. Well, Mossberg and Savage and Ruger all make relatively inexpensive bolt action rifles that are actually very good. And the reason they're very good is because the manufacturing technology right now for barrel making is pretty much at its zenith. I mean, they would almost have to like deliberately screw it up to make a bad barrel.
I'm looking at the Patriot LR Tactical by Mossberg.
Yep.
And so, like with that gun, what caliber would you recommend in that one?
Well, then it becomes how much do you want to spend on ammo, and do you want to reload or what have you? 308, when it comes to centerfire rifle cartridges, is pretty painless compared to some of the stuff, you know, some like the Creedmoors and so forth. But the match guys don't care because they all reload. You know, match shooters don't care. They all reload.
Right.
Have you. But you're and the ones that are easiest to find is probably going to be, you know, your 223 and your 308. And then you have the other stuff. You have the, you know, Hornady decided to to throw a monkey wrench in the works with the PRC, the 6.5 PRC, you know, precision rifle cartridge.
Oh.
So we've got a 6.5 Creedmoor, which got really popular, and Hornady said, you know what, we can do it. We'll do it one better. We'll do a, and it's, I tell you what, if you've got guys shooting the Creedmoor and the PRC on the same range at the same time, and then you have brass groungers, you got to watch it. Because if you throw the wrong brass into your, into your reloader, you're going to be hating life. Yeah, we actually have a gentleman a couple summers ago bought and relatively inexpensive Savage 308 bolt action gun with a polymer stock, you know, he bought an entry level scope for like 200 and change. And what was interesting is his evolution was he came to the class the first time with that setup, you know, no suppressors, nothing fancy, just had a Savage with an entry level scope, and he did all right. But he knew he could do better, because he kind of reached his mechanical limit, you know, with what he had. And then the next year he came back with that rifle, and the rifle was threaded for a suppressor, and he had a different scope on it, and he was able to do much better. He was able to get farther out.
Right.
So, you know, and that's what we find. We found with a lot of students is they'll come the first time with what they think or what they thought was the great thing. And then they realize that, you know, they hit their mechanical limit, and then there's a guy next to them laying there with a little bit better scope you know, a little bit better rifle. And those guys are shooting 1,000 yards. And the other guy's like, I want to shoot 1,000. I want to hit 1,000 yards, too. So we've had several people come the first time and then come back with a different rifle or an improved rifle. Okay. Are we coming up against a hard break?
We are coming up on the next hard break, so hold on to that because I got other questions to ask you as well.
I got a 300 blackout story.
Well, I definitely want to hear that one. I definitely want to hear that one. StudentOfTheGun.com, this is a hub where you can find media, you can find a blowout kit, you can find literature, and all of these things have they fill a need, they fill a gap, they fill some sort of either intellectual or physical need. And that's why it's called Student of the Gun, because he's passing on a lot of knowledge that he has built up over a lifetime of military service, contractor service. He knows what works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. And Paul's now gone. Is this going to be a poke at Bill? Because Bill has a 300 blackout.
No.
The 300 blackouts for them. Tell me that.
Actually, it was the first year we were doing the class. And we had a gentleman come with an AR. And people, you know, they don't have to have, you don't have to have bolt actions. Generally, we'll have about a 50-50 mix in our classes between autoloaders and bolt action guns.
Right.
Some people will show up with like AR-10s chambered in 308. We had a guy show up with an AR-10 chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor last class, and he was very successful. He was able to shoot out some mile with that.
Wow!
But the gentleman showed up in 2017 with a his 300 blackout AR with the scope that they had convinced him to buy at the, you know, at the gun shop or the, wherever it was. And, you know, we got him zeroed at 100, and he got about 2 and 3 and got him out to 4 pretty regularly. And that's when the wheels pretty much came off. He reached his mechanical, what we call mechanical limit, or physical limitations. If anything about the blackout, it has, especially the sunshine blackout, it has a trajectory like a rainbow.
Right.
It's like shooting a 45 ACP at distance. You got to like aim at the moon.
A mortar shot, right?
Yeah, basically it's like launching a mortar. So that gentleman, I mean, he learned a lot. And what he learned was that he wanted to be able to shoot farther. I mean, let's face it, if you come to Wyoming and you've got a range that's laid out in front of you and it's got targets out to a mile, and the farthest you can get because of your equipment is 500 yards, you know, everybody else is shooting 1,000 yards. You feel like, wow, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so what this gentleman did was he came back in 2018, and he had a Ruger. What is their aluminum? I think it's called the Ruger Precision. It's an aluminum chassis gun.
Right.
Well, he came back with a Ruger Precision rifle in 6.5 Creedmoor with a really good scope. And not only did he shoot out to 1,000 yards, He shot to a mile, and he was very happy. Yeah, you don't have to start out. And you know, if you take it and you're happy, you know, you're like, I use my 223, I use my 308, I use my whatever. Great, awesome. The whole purpose of the class, I mean, besides giving people an opportunity to shoot and have a good time, is so that they become comfortable with their equipment and they understand how to use it and they understand how to get the most out of it. Because most of our students, when they show up, even if they have a scope that has adjustable knobs on it, the only time they've ever used the knobs is to just zero the gun at 100.
Right.
They never make, you know, make adjustments. And it's people who, you know, they've been convinced by the gun store salesman to buy this scope that has the holdover reticle.
Right.
They don't understand how well you can do if you just grab that knob and put a few clicks on it and you can shoot. You don't have to hold over. You hold right on and shoot and bam. Wow. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I can only imagine, you going into a gun shop. Do they, when they see you coming, do they like, do all the newbies get out of the way and let the old guys handle you?
Oh, no. I was actually in a ranch store today, and the ranch store I was in has a gun section. And, I try not to go up to the counter to browse because I know someone's going to come over and say something. And usually when I go in there, I'm basically just checking the prices to see where things are at, you know, see how optimistic they are or what's in stock, you know. Did you ever see that Parks and Rec TV show with the guy with the mustache, Ron?
Well, I know who you're talking about. I don't watch television.
Okay, well, so there's a famous scene. He was a very highly skilled carpenter, and he did all his own building and everything. And he was in what was supposed to be a Home Depot, and he's walking through there, and a guy walks up, and he's like, "Hello, sir, can I help?" And he raises his hand, and he goes, "Stop, I know more than you do." And the guy just was befuddled and walked away. And it sounds super arrogant. But that's how I feel when I go into gun stores, or not even gun stores, but like a ranch store or a sporting goods store that also has a gun counter, you know. The other day, oh dear Lord, I was in one. I got myself caught in one of them, Bill. And, I walked up and I was looking to see what they were stocking. And this woman came up to me and she's like, "Oh, what are you looking for?" And I was like, "I'm just browsing, checking prices." And I said, I asked her, I said, "What's your most popular this and that?" And they had in the case, a bunch of 38 special J-frame compact size revolvers, only they had the added anodized frames, you know, with like purple and pink and blue and green. And you know which ones I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, "Do you people still come in here asking for snub nose 38s? She's like, "Oh yeah." She goes, "Especially the ladies." My brain was like, oh, my brain. And I said, "Ladies come in here and they want a gun with a 27-pound trigger." And she looked at me like I was an idiot. She's like, "Oh no, they like the fact that you can, you know, if you have to, you just reach up and cock the hammer." I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's where we're at, Bill." And I thought, and I was like, I looked at my watch and my phone, and I'm like, "What year is this? What year is it where we're still thinking that?" Well, yeah, that's the benefit of that, because, you know, when you want to make a precise shot, you reach up there and you grab the hammer and you're like, "Oh."
Well, you know, I guess it all comes from perspective, right?
Well, our industry, our culture, our community, whatever, we're so bad. And I guess maybe it happens other places too. And just regurgitating the same stupid crap.
Right.
Decade after decade after decade.
Yep.
Yeah.
No matter how often it gets debunked as well, it seems to never go away.
But I do my best. I'm doing my best, man. I mean, I'm writing books.
Yes. Paul is one of the biggest non-dogma persons I know. Lots of people get into the dogma. Like, they do a lot of things when they're training because they were shown to do them. They just don't know why they're doing them. And it becomes that. If you don't know why you're doing something, would you refer to that as dogma? I mean, I see like Pat Mack out there all the time, and he just goes crazy on some of this stuff. And
It's dogma in and of itself is not a bad word, but when you worship it, when it becomes like, well, that's what it says in the three ring binder, and we've been doing that since 1981. Or in the Army, or the Marine Corps, in the military, we've been doing that since 1957, and we're not about to change for you. Like, dude, we're not riding horses anymore. Was it you that told me about the artillery, about the running to the and standing at the front of the truck?
No, I don't think that was me.
Oh, it was. So in the the Army has a manual and they have a prescribed way of doing everything.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the ways is
before you tell the story. Hold on one more time.
Talk about dogma.
We'll talk about dogma when we get back. And then we gotta talk about glass before we go out the door. Okay. Glass.
All right. We'll do that.
Anyway. Paul Markle, student of the gun, he's out there. It's a media hub. His sons Jared and Zach, they put on a show starring Paul, and it's nothing short of an educational extravaganza. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paul Markley, who's about to give us a dogma story. Please give me a dogma story.
So, whoever, I can't remember who it was now. It was one of my friends that was a retired Army. And he was talking about artillery. And, you know, obviously artillery pieces have crews. You know, your howitzer has a crew of X number of people. And during the firing, you know, when it's time to engage that thing, everybody has a specific job, you know, from the corporals and the privates and PFCs and so forth. And he said he was on a crew, and part of the task was the two crew members stood at the forward edges of the truck that towed the mobile, you know, the 105 or 155 or whatever it was. And he said, I asked an officer, he's like, all right, I understand that, like, the charts, you know, you've got the graphs and it's this person stands here, this person stands here. And there's real reasons for that. You know, I mean, I understand that. Like, you don't want to stand in the wrong place when you're shooting artillery or mortars or whatever. Standing in the wrong place could be the last mistake you ever make, right? He said, but what's the deal with having the two privates standing there? And he said, the officer told him that's what's in the manual. And he said, all right, well, I get it. And so he said, I started doing some research, and he said, I realized the job of the privates was to run to hold the horses' bridles so when the cannon fired, they didn't run away. Because in the Civil War, when the artillery was all towed by either two or four, a team of two or four horses, and so you'd tow it, and you'd unhitch the horses, but you don't just let them go eat hay. That stay there. So, yeah. So two privates would run to the front of the truck, which was the horses, to hold their bridles so they didn't buck and run when the artillery fired. And he said they just kept handing it down and handing it down. The horses went away, and the horses were replaced by trucks. And he said, but nobody ever said, hey, we don't need to have people stand there anymore. And anyone who's ever been in the military, you know, like normies are like, ah, that's baloney. There's no possible way they would do that. Like, okay, you've never been there.
I used to, one of the officers got promoted to being the aide for the general at the post, right, when we had a new general coming in. Mm-hmm. And the new general comes in, and they're driving him around the post, and he told us, "No," he goes, you know, the general looked at the golf course and just simply said, you know, I play golf. And starting Monday, we've got to completely redo the golf course.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, that's one of those silly things that happens in the military, like having to wrap the reins of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, the sort of silly thing.
That's a priority.
Yeah.
is to have a good course.
That's right. That's right.
So you want to talk glass, brother?
I want to talk about glass. What kind of a scope am I going to need on a rifle? Let's say it's the LR Tactical from Mossberg. What kind of glass do I need to be able to see out to 1,000 yards to where I can actually identify a target with that?
Okay, I can actually tell you right now. There's a company called Brownells. You may have heard of them.
I have.
There's a company called Brownells. You may have heard of them. And they make their own. They have a Brownell signature line of products. One of the products they make is called an MPO scope. They call it Match Precision Optics. And the MPO scope is not only a very well-made scope, it's very inexpensive, and they just, like last week, they put it, I don't know if they are right now, but they put them on sale. They were $9.99. They put them on sale for $6.99. And I've got one of those scopes on a 6mm Creedmoor bolt-action rifle, and I sat at the bench and I dialed, not held over, I dialed it to 1400 and smacked the target like a laser beam with that six millimeter Creedmoor. It's a pretty flat shooting, good cartridge. But the number of scopes that you can buy that are less than $1,000 that have enough elevation to dial beyond 1,000 is rare. And the value there is almost unbelievable.
Right. Just had the power go off, but somehow or other we didn't lose connection. This is, I do love
fantastic
technology. Technology makes me happy whenever it doesn't go sideways on me. I know I paid the power bill too, so I'm not worried about that part of it. So with the, and now I'm not on that. So anyway, with glass, you don't have to go out and break the bank with glass to get something that'll reach out that far.
No, what you want to avoid is the super discount scopes. These, you know, $229. It was made in China. Like, that's great if you never want to shoot beyond 200 yards.
Right.
But they, you know, the good companies will put, you know, proper lens coating on the objective lenses so you don't get lens flare and stuff like that. Good reticles, not reticles that look like somebody drew them with a marker, you know. Nice clear reticles, knobs that have real discernible clicks, it's not just spinning, you know. The other thing you want to do, if you want to shoot distance, you need to have a scope that has external adjustments.
Right.
You know, there's two basic types. There's internal, where you take up the caps, you zero, you put the cap back on, and don't never touch it again. And then you have the ones that have external adjustments. And if you're going to shoot beyond 300 or 400 yards, you really want that. And you'll be amazed, you know, what it is, you know, how you're like, wow. If I turn it to this setting, I can just hold it on there, press the trigger, and it goes right to it.
Yep.
Don't have to hold over or guesstimate or anything. And then the only thing you're working with, and you know, is the wind. And you know, that's something that's an opportunity that we give people in Wyoming that they don't generally get anywhere else, is to really learn wind. I mean, I know there's wind other places, but the wind in Wyoming is not a joke. And if you can shoot in the wind in Wyoming and get reliable hits, and you can pretty much do it anywhere. That's my guarantee.
Well, I'll be looking for that too. I have Primary Arms as a sponsor. I'm sure they have some sort of an optic that would be pretty good for this.
Oh yeah, they do.
So,
yeah.
So I'll be.
Yeah, but you want to get a good solid reticle that has a good, you know, horizontal crosshair. And that's another thing. You gotta have a good horizontal crosshair if you're gonna dope wind, if you're gonna call wind, and external adjustments. And you can get away with a half inch or with a 1 inch tube, but you probably want a 30mm tube at minimum, so you get a little bit more spin, a little bit more distance out of your elevation mount.
All right. Well, that'll be something I definitely look into. Because this is something I want to give a shot. Now, if I look into it, and if I get a little bit of help from a few people and get a few pieces assembled and everything, can I film what I'm doing and then send it to you to get your critique on it?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, I wrote a book all about that. It's called the Precision Rifle Range Book. It's green, and it's available right now. And it talks about all the stuff that you need. It talks about the basics and the fundamentals.
Right. Well,
and scope selection and ammo selection and all that good stuff.
Well, the whole thing with it is that, first off, let me see if I can get a gun. Let me see if I can get the rifle. Let me see if I can get the glass. And we'll go from there and see what we got going on. And then we'll take it from there. This seems like it could be fun for me. I'd like to give that a shot.
Oh, it is. There really is few things more satisfying than placing one deliberate, well-aimed shot and knowing that you made it happen at, you know, whatever, 800, 900 yards, 1,000 yards, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like quite the thing. And then if you've got it dialed in that good, I guess when you start thumping it pretty hard on a regular basis, you feel puff that chest out, right?
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is, the bullets only go where you put them.
Right.
And that target doesn't care about your pronouns. It doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't care about anything. You got to make it happen, Captain.
Well, so. I'm very good with not worrying about pronouns. I want to thank you for taking the time to do this. I know that you were disturbed hanging out with that character from Lost in Space the other day. That was scary. brought me back, back to a younger time in my life. Paul Markle, the student of the gun. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.